welcome to another episode of whatever it is that I'm doing these days, which is sitting in a hot metal box with windows, which is where I work, and sweat my ass off. That, of course, is the Trucker's Blog. Nothing else to report. Interesting. You know, I feel that all of those trucking podcasts end up being super negative, and you know what? They should feel super negative, because I have never met a trucker who you start talking to them and they go, man, my life's amazing. I mean, I wish that I meet one of those people. Eventually, you might meet someone who started as a truck driver, but then developed a business out of that. Maybe bought a couple of trucks, have some drivers, and now he's just managing them and not driving. Yeah, these people could be happy, but not the ones that are actually doing the trucking. I think the best you can get as a truck driver is just have no feelings at all. You just live as a gray, dead stare, humanoid looking life form that has no feelings, no opinions, and lives for the carbohydrates. This is when I used to drive over the road. This is the best thing in the world, was stopping at a truck stop and stuff my face with whatever bullshit food they're selling there. And that becomes as a reward system, you know. Oh, I've been driving for 10 hours. I deserve a burger. And then I found a chart the other day. Somebody, not a real chart, somebody created a little graphic. It's not even a, what the fuck was it? It was a picture of men, you know, like that picture of the evolution, how we started as monkeys and then we stood up straight and blah, 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 blah. You know, that picture, somebody developed similar thing, but for truck drivers, and it goes, what truck drivers look like according to years of experience. So you start with 1 year and the guy is still fit and looks healthy, and then it goes all the way to 30 years of experience, which is just a blob of a human being, fat and tired looking. So I have around 8 years of experience now, so I'm still fighting nature right now. The painful reality of becoming a beanbag with eyes behind a wheel of a semi-truck. This could happen to me, so I'm fighting it. I don't know. People go, how is that possible? You know, you become fit and then you become just a fat slob. I mean, that's what happens. You sit in a chair for 14 hours a day, don't get enough sleep, don't get enough physical activity, and you eat garbage food, because rarely you can find something healthy at truck stops. You know, unless you get lucky and pull up somewhere where they have an actual diner or a restaurant of some sort, yeah, you're fucked. And I was thinking about talking about waiting around. This is an important part of a truck driver's life, is just wait around. You know, you go to places and they have to load you, or they have to offload your trailer, and it takes time. You gotta wait. Usually the rules are any customer, any warehouse or a company shouldn't take longer than 2 hours to complete your load. They should load you or unload you in 2 hours. And if it takes them longer, usually the company has to pay money to my company, and they pay me money for the wait. And this is what I'm dealing with today. It's Monday, and I've been sitting around for 3 hours now at this place. They haven't even started working. Which is nice if you have things to do. And I do have a book. I have a phone which is connected to the internet. I can watch videos. That's great. I can record a podcast as I'm doing it, evidently. But you think, back in the day, what were truck drivers doing during wait time? Because also another thing I've never seen is a truck driver reading a book in his truck. I never saw that for 8 years. I never saw one person reading a book. Nowadays everyone's on their phone, fine. But back in the day, 20 years ago, what were the truckers doing? You know, maybe they were more interested in reading than now. Maybe, yeah, I missed that window. I missed to see that. But that's why I don't like talking to truckers, because I know that they have nothing interesting to say. Imagine that's your day. You're locked in this fucking hot box and you're not doing anything. You just let your mind go, your daydream or fantasize about your neighbor's wife or something like this. I don't know. And that's your day, man. I mean, I have access to information. I can even bring a laptop if I wanted to, a bigger screen or something. I can hook my phone up for the internet. But I really have no desire of doing anything. That's the sad part. When you get used to that lifestyle, you don't really have any urgency to improve on your life or to learn something. You just get lazier. And that's probably bad, but I don't know. That could be just me. Maybe I'm just lazy by nature, and the type of job that I'm doing kind of pushes me towards that, and I just accept it because I naturally don't want to do anything. But I think I might start reading as soon as I'm done recording this. I have this book. I used to read a lot more before. I had a period where somebody told me what awesome book they read. And that's the type of person I am. If somebody tells me that they're doing something cool or something that can improve their life, or I get jealous. I'm getting jealous, but I'm not the type of jealous person who would stop you from doing whatever the cool thing you do. But my jealousy makes me start doing similar thing to do so I can too improve on my life, because I don't want to be left out. So somebody told me, oh, I read this book, it was so cool. And at the time I wasn't reading. I never read a book in English. I didn't like reading books in Bulgarian. I read books when I was in school because they made you. And I had a brief period where I was really hooked into reading these books. I don't know if they have them in America. They were called game books, which was one of the greatest things I've ever discovered. But until today, you know, still, this is still one of the greatest things I've ever discovered. Game books. That was when I was probably in my early teenage years. It was essentially a book where you are the main character, and you're still reading the story, but once in a while, they will make you make a decision, and depending on what choice you make, the book takes you to a different passage. And so essentially it's like an adventure which you take part in, but it's a book. Okay, what just happened, I had to stop recording because, you know, I can't be even left alone for 20 minutes to record some podcast. Some guy, another truck driver, came knocked at my door to ask me a question. And that happens all the time, and I don't mind it, but can you just not interrupt my 20 minutes of rambling about nonsense? I'm gonna, yeah, before I post this, I'm gonna link those two recordings together on my computer. Like the computer genius that I am, yeah. Isn't that interesting? I went to college studying computer science, and now I'm a trucker. Isn't that some disappointment? Yeah, well, I also graduated from the Second City Conservatory, which is an improv and acting school. And I'm still driving a truck. So I don't know what I'm doing. I should probably visit 5 more schools and get 5 diplomas. And then we'll see. Maybe I will stop driving a truck and get a normal job. But at this point, I'm fucked, you know. What was I talking about earlier? Waiting around? Yeah, that's what happens. People wait around for a long time, and when they get bored, they go and bother other truck drivers. This is the reality of our business. And, books. I was talking about books. I started reading books out of jealousy for one of my friends who told me what kind of book she read or something. And I decided I'm gonna start reading books. That was probably, I don't know, 5 years ago or something. And I went to, I mean, not specifically looking for a book. I was at Walmart or Sam's Club for something else, and they sell books. They have a book section. And I thought, well, while I'm here, let me buy me a book, and I'm gonna start on that reading shit. And I went, and I didn't know what book to buy, cause, it's nice if somebody suggests a book that they read. They know it's interesting. They suggested to you, but I didn't have any of that. I went to look for a book. I'm in Sam's Club. And I saw the book called The Help. And I knew at the time the movie was out. The movie The Help was just out. And I thought, well, if they made a movie based on the book must be really good. This was my logic, so I bought it. And you know what? It's a hard book to read for if you never read anything in English. That's not probably the best choice for a book. It's really hard. It's drama. Everything moves slow. It's written in Southern dialect, so a lot of the words I need to learn what they meant. But you know what? At the end, I felt great. And right after I finished the book, the movie was already out on DVD, I believe. So I got it. I just finished the book, and the same day I watched the movie, and it was surprisingly awesome experience to actually, have the whole story in your head and now actually visually see it. And, I was also drunk when I watched the movie, so I felt really emotional. I had this real urge and desire to email the author of the book and tell her how awesome she is. Thankfully, you can't do that. You can't find her email anywhere. You gotta go through her publicist. Yeah, that tells you that I actually tried to do that. And why was I talking about this? Oh yeah, because what I was doing is I would buy the book and I'll bring it in into the truck and I'll leave it here. And every time I'm in a situation like this and have to wait for a few hours, I would just pull the book out and start reading. And eventually when I had to go, I bookmark it and leave it in the truck. That was my thing. I thought I was gonna improve myself while still doing my job. You gotta get creative sometimes. When I was driving over the road, I had a little resistance ropes, one of those rubbery things with handles on them. Cause I didn't want to get fat, so I had one of those in my truck, so little handle inside the cabin that I could wrap this thing around, and I would do little exercises for biceps, triceps, shoulders and stuff. just as a little exercise to get my body, you know, not to deteriorate. That was a hard word to say. You gotta get creative when you work as a truck driver. You gotta, yeah, you try to find ways to work out or eat healthier, read books perhaps. Yeah. When I was in the second city taking writing classes, and they give you an assignment for each week. You gotta write a scene that's based on something different every week, or it's a different type of scene that they're looking for. And that's what I would do. I would, every time I have to wait to get loaded, I would pull out, my notebook and start writing by hand little scenes. And then when I go home and I type them on the computer, print them out. And that's how I would do my homework in the truck. It's an interesting life trucking. You know, I'm doing the better version of it, which is local work, so I can come home to my own bed every night. But some of those guys are going on the road for weeks, and it's not a pleasant, you know, it's not like a vacation. You sleep in the truck. You gotta go and find a truck stop that has open spots to park on, and you sleep in a cabin, and it's always either too cold or too hot, and it's, the bed is too narrow, and smells like you and gasoline and all that stuff, and you want to piss in the middle of the night. You gotta wake up, go across the parking lot to the actual truck stop. Yeah, it's a bummer. So some of those guys are doing that for years, and I've done it for probably a year and a half, and I started looking for a job near the city. But I've experienced it, and it's shitty. So I don't know what else. I just wanted, to record a few minutes just to take advantage of the time that I have to spare, anything of any substance, but just a little insight in the truck driver's life. So that's what I'm doing, those little episodes from the truck. Some of you might find them interesting, learn something that you never knew existed. So hopefully you keep listening. That's it for now, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.